Coins.com, and then call a Noble Gold representative to ask about the shipwreck coins. It's time to tell better stories at your parties by showcasing a one-of-kind coins from collection destined to rise in value. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Can thieves really steal your home's title? Take it from this thief who stole over 150 homes and was sentenced to 25 years in prison. This is why you need Home Title Lock.
Nobody thinks that I can take their house and borrow against the house. Oh, no, I have title insurance for that. No, it's in my name, or he would have to get some special document. They would call me. You know, nobody's calling you. After I've stolen the title, borrowed against it, or sold the property, or done whatever I've done with it, it's 60 to 90 days to even figure out that they're the victim of this crime. You know, by that point, you start getting foreclosure notices, and you realize you've got four mortgages on your house. Not only that, you don't even own your home anymore. It's not even in your name.
Heard enough? Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And enter code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com. Code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. After being a personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Get the picture? Hurt and a wreck and need a check? You know who you can trust. We're Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Are you in the market for a new home and need a mortgage? Call GFL Capital Mortgage today, 529-2444, and get pre-approved in 14 days or less. Are you looking to take advantage of the low interest rates and want to refinance or lower your monthly payment? Let GFL Capital Mortgage take the stress off your shoulders. GFL Capital Mortgage opens the door to the home of your dreams. Call GFL Capital Mortgage for all your mortgage needs today, 529-2444. That's 529-2444. GFL Capital Mortgage, licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending. Nevada license MB4265 and MLS 64367.
Live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. All eyes on Geneva, Switzerland, as President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin about to hold some talks.
This week's summit marks the third time that Geneva has hosted high-profile talks between American and Russian leaders. The first was a meeting involving President Dwight D. Eisenhower and Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev in 1955. The second came 30 years later when President Ronald Reagan met Mikhail Gorbachev. It turned out to be an important icebreaker that some say paved the way toward the end of the Soviet Union.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at townhall.com, with COVID cases now on the decline, there is an increased push to get employees vaccinated. Correspondent Ken Lorman has more.
As more companies are reopening each month, employers are stepping up pressure on workers to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. Some companies say they want to know that the majority of their workers are vaccinated, but that is raising privacy concerns. Some worry that employees who do not choose to be vaccinated may have their activities in the workplace restricted. Ken Lorman reporting.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy calling on Speaker Nancy Pelosi to remove Representative Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee after a controversial tweet that critics say compared Hamas and the Taliban to the United States and Israel.
Omar was condemned by Republicans and Democrats for her tweets regarding Hamas, the Taliban, and the U.S. and Israel last week. Pelosi said last Friday that no further action would be taken against Omar for her tweet since she issued a follow-up statement to clarify her position. Although Democrats seemed ready to move past Omar's words, McCarthy said he believes the Minnesota lawmaker should lose her seat on the committee. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A-plus BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's 304. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. Now, the federal agency which regulates Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has extended its COVID-19 mortgage forbearance program for multifamily property owners. The Federal Housing Finance Agency's program, which had been scheduled to expire at the end of June, but now has been extended until the end of September. Agency officials say the third extension helps families struggling to pay rent and owners trying to maintain their properties. Eligible property owners in Nevada have until the end of September to enter into a new modified forbearance if they are experiencing financial hardship due to COVID-19. The National Weather Service forecasts highs of 113 to 116 through Saturday as an excess of heat warning runs at least through Friday night. Clark County has opened cooling stations at community and recreation centers in Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Henderson, and Catholic Charities downtown. The defensemen turn to the offense as the Vegas Golden Knights open the Stanley Cup semis with a 4-1 win over the Montreal Canadiens at T-Mobile. Shea Theodore scored his first goal of the postseason and assisted with Alec Martinez's goal in the second period, where netminder Marc-Andre Fleury had 98 saves, his 90th. Just two behind Grant Fuhr for third on the all-time list.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Moderate flows on the Beltway right now, 215 west at Decatur, 215 north at Pebble. There's a stalled vehicle that's on the exit ramp, US 95 northbound at Ann Road, and we're getting some heavy volumes too on the 15 northbound at Tropicana and Interstate 15 south at Oakey.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, June 15th.
Halfway through the month of June already. Can't believe it. We're already into the summer, and it is a scorcher. Today's program is what I call a friends and family kind of program. They're all people I really like, and that we have a great friendship and kind of a kinship. Andy Matthews is going to join us in just a second. He's the assemblyman from District 37. Also, Scott Hammond, state senator, Nevada District 18, and Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. So like I say, it's friends and family today on Live and Local. Let's check in with Andy Matthews, who had his first go-round in the 81st Nevada Legislature. It's not his first rodeo. He's been around these parts for a long, long time. Andy, how you doing? Are you have you caught up on home stuff now that you're home and back from Carson?
I am getting there, one step at a time. And by the way, thanks for having me on. You said all people you like today, and you still made time for me. That means a lot. It's good to be with you. Yeah, you know, life back to normal, or I guess as normal as it can get. For someone who does politics and policy for a living, but it's definitely nice to be home.
It is indeed. I want to ask you, and we'll get into the weeds a little bit later in the segment, but I am curious what your overall thoughts. I know you've watched the legislature do its thing over the years, but to actually be a part of it and to be kind of on the floor, so to speak, what was your thought of the 81st Nevada legislature?
You know, it's overall very, very fascinating. You know, there's obviously some moments that are frustrating and disappointing, and like you said, we'll get into that. But, you know, the opportunity to do it, to serve, the people who live in District 37, the chance to go out there and talk policy, learn a lot about public policy in a lot of areas where, you know, my experience, even in my years at the Nevada Policy Research Institute, didn't always touch on, you know, very intellectually stimulating in that sense. And just, it's a real honor to be able to be there and to take it all in and to be able to, you know, work with and get to know so many amazing and intelligent and impressive people. You know, it really is an honor to serve the residents of this district, and just had overall a great time in Carson City. Even with some of the frustrating moments, it's something I'll certainly never forget, especially the fact that it was my first session.
I want to ask you, because there were a lot of moments where you were in the minority, not in the super minority, but you were in the minority, which is bad. Did you ever feel like you were more of a potted plant than anything else as a Republican in the Assembly?
There were certainly times, yes, to answer your question, there were times when, you know, you knew that a bill was moving forward and the train had left the station, as they say, and there really wasn't a lot you were going to be able to do about it. And you had to, as frustrating as it was, you had to recognize that and understand that sometimes that's the reality. But in other cases, no. You know, and there were a lot of opportunities where, you know, there were bills that came forward that, you know, maybe did have some good intent. There are a lot of areas that are genuinely bipartisan. You know, sometimes just a matter of making a particular agency function more effectively, or, you know, empowering members of a local community to run their local government, you know, more effectively. And, you know, you see these bills come forward, and you may see some ways that they can be improved. And I and a number of my Republican colleagues actually had some good opportunities to work across the aisle and actually take some of that legislation and improve it. And if there were some things that we could all get behind. But yeah, there's no question that when you are a member of the minority party, you know, oftentimes you're going to be sidelined. And it just comes right back to what I've talked about so many times on your program, which is, you know, we need to elect more Republicans in the state. We need more conservatives. We need to make sure that we've got more people going to our state legislature every other year to fight for our shared principles and our values. And I think that's more than anything the key takeaway from this session.
One of the things I took away was the partisanship involved. Only 10% of Republican bills passed the Assembly. And that to me is just stunning. Like, they're not even listening to you. They're not even offering to amend your bills and improve them. Did you see that as far as the sheer partisanship that was on display?
In many cases, absolutely. And, you know, it being my first session, there wasn't a whole lot of basis for comparison with sessions in the past. But I know that, you know, when I would talk with my fellow Republican colleagues, there was an enormous amount of frustration that you know, bills were not only not passed, but in many cases not heard or not even given a vote in committee. You know, I introduced six bills myself, and two of them got hearings, and only one of them even got a committee vote, and then that, you know, bill never even came up for a vote with the full assembly. So there's no question that when you're in the minority, you know, you're going into some strong headwinds, and we saw it very consistently. There were some, and I think, you know, the number you cited was consistent with what my understanding has been. But the reality is that when you're in the minority, that's how it's going to be. I don't like that fact. I wish it were different, but you know, we can do one of two things. We can sit around and hope that, you know, Democrats decide to have this moment of fairness and bipartisanship and decide to start passing more Republican bills in the future, or we can work to make sure that there's more of us there at the table and we can do it ourselves. And you know, I'm not going to sit around waiting for the former to happen. I think we need to focus on making sure we get the latter, and sooner than later.
We will talk about that in due time. Andy Matthews joining us, Assemblyman District 37. I know you have looked at the legislature over the years from your perch as president of the NPRI, but I'm curious, was there anything that surprised you that once you got into the arena, so to speak, that you said, whoa, that wasn't what I expected?
You know, I've been asked this a lot, and it's always been a tough one for me to answer because, like you said, I have been around it quite a bit. And so, you know, I guess more so than a typical freshman, I had a good sense of knowing going in, you know, what to expect. You know, I think that the committee process, you know, serving on committees, seeing legislation, you know, the process and the sheer volume of bills that can come through a committee on a given day, especially when you get close to those deadlines, you know, that was something that was, you know, probably a real educational experience for me. You know about it, you know that's the way it's done, you read about it because you have a familiarity, given my background, with the process. But, you know, until you're actually sitting there in that room and you're, you know, voting on 20 bills in one, literally sometimes 20 bills in one particular committee meeting, you don't really appreciate just the volume of legislation that you're really considering in a relatively short period of time. And that was something that, you know, I wouldn't say it surprised me, but, you know, there's nothing that quite prepares you for it until you actually get in there and do it yourself. And I think that's something that'll probably stick with me for a long time.
Speed reading skills, what I think, help somewhere along the way. And I'll just tell you, sometimes, is it true that you probably voted on bills that you had not had a chance to thoroughly read? Was there any of that on?
Well, you know, I certainly made a point of reading through them all, but, you know, you never get to do them all as thoroughly as you would want, you know, and a lot of times you do rely on your colleagues. Some of these bills, you know, they're literally, you know, dozens of pages long. And in a lot of cases, you have a very short amount of time to go through them and digest them. So we all do our best to get up to speed and to talk with others who, you know, maybe were on the committee that bill originated in, and, you know, get a chance to make sure that every vote you cast is an informed one. You know, I joke with some of my colleagues that, you know, they were Democrats who literally voted yes on every single bill that came up on the assembly floor for a vote. And I remember just joking, boy, how it must be for them when you don't even have to know what the bill number is. You're just hitting that yes button over and over again. But for someone like me who, you know, obviously was opposing a lot of the legislation that came forward, you know, I really prided myself, and I know others did as well, and then understanding each bill as much as I possibly could before I went and you know, clicked yes or no on it, because, you know, my name is going to be on that forever, and I'm there to represent my constituents, and I think it's important to do right by them, and that means casting an informed vote to the greatest extent possible every single time.
More with Andy Matthews, Assemblyman District 37, coming up. First, though, this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. I was just there the other night. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Stick around. More to do with Andy Matthews. Scott Hammond will be coming up top of the hour. Stay where you are, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Coach Pete on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your Core in place.
Call 888-702-8898 or text Vegas to 888-702-8898. We've made it easy for you. Call or text the word Vegas to 888-702-8898.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, electric bikes. You got to check them out. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Andy Matthews joining us, our good friend, a former president of NPRI, and now an assemblyman from District 37. Very quickly, District 37, where is it?
It's in northwest part of Las Vegas, so it includes sort of the northern part of Summerlin, and that's, you know, Sun City, Summerlin, and then some areas kind of north and east of there. Crosses over 95 in some areas, not quite as far north as Centennial Hill, but kind of pushing up to the Lone Mountain area. So, you know, these lines are always drawn in crazy, jagged ways. So, but that's kind of the rough outline, and anyone who's curious can always go online and just type in who is my Nevada assembly member, and you can find out if you live in my district or not.
I am guessing, because you are one of the smartest dudes politically that I know of in this state, I'm guessing that you're like me. On election night, I knew what was going to be coming for the next 120 days with the 81st Nevada legislature. I think we all knew this was going to be a challenge. But I'm curious, what's the worst policy that the Democrats have given us over the course of 120 days?
Yeah, there were a number of them that I thought were bad. But I would say that the worst of the worst, in my opinion, was Assembly Bill 321. And this was an election reform bill, and this is a bill that those who recall the special session last summer during the pandemic that basically put into place a number of what I would describe as very reckless voting practices, ballot harvesting, universal mail-in voting, ostensibly necessary then because of the circumstances and the pandemic and the need to keep people safe. Well, what happened, and of course we all saw, you know, how that all played out in 2020 and the election and all that. But anyway, fast forward to this past session, just completed, and Assembly Bill 321 was basically a bill that took, those practices and permanently codified them in Nevada law. So in other words, these were no longer temporary measures that were going to apply only during a time of emergency, but these were going to be the normal election practices for our state, you know, going forward. And there's a number of those that I think are especially problematic, but the one that I highlight a lot, of course, ballot harvesting is really, really terrible, but the universal mail-in balloting to me is especially egregious. You know, you've got a system when you have that in place where ballots are going out, you know, all over the state, whether people request them or not. And, you know, at a time when we know that Nevada has especially unclean voter rolls, I mean, this is just a recipe for fraud and error and abuse. And, you know, I tell the personal story so many times, but I think it's worth repeating again. You know, that so often during the 2020 general election, when I was walking around talking not just to Republicans but to Democrats and independents as well, I would knock on people's doors and they would say, you know, Andy, two people live here and I got five ballots, you know, sent to my house, and I've never heard of these three other people. And that person may say to himself or herself, well, you know, I'm an honest person, I'm not going to, you know, fraudulently fill out somebody else's ballot. But they have no idea of knowing, you know, whether the person down the street has that same level of honesty and integrity. And it really, you know, Kevin, results in an undermining of public confidence in the security and the integrity of our election, and understandably so. And so I was an outspoken critic of that practice. But, you know, what we did here with Assembly Bill 321, what the Democrats pushed on us was to permanently, you know, make this a feature of our elections going forward, whether we're in a time of crisis or not. I argued we ought to go the other direction. You know, I actually introduced a bill that would have repealed that legislation from the special session, you know, last year. Obviously, that did not get even a hearing with the folks who run our legislature today. But to put these practices in place permanently, I just thought was really reckless, really dangerous. And, you know, going forward, I